Imagine that you are 5 years old. A stranger comes to your home village and seizes you from your mother's arms. Imagine he takes you hundreds of miles away to a place where white people in black robes cut off your hair and take away your clothes, the ones your mother made especially for you. They also take away your name, and you get a number instead. They separate you from your brothers and sisters and forbid you to speak to one another in your native language. Imagine being silenced with shouts. Imagine toiling in field and kitchen, yet going hungry all the time. Imagine being hit or strapped for breaking rules you don't know or understand. Imagine learning that your family traditions and culture are evil and barbaric, while the Christian God is the only one true creator, the God of love. Imagine a heavy hand on your shoulder pulling you away from the dormitory in the night. Imagine you're sick, feverish, and alone. Other children also coughing, gasping. Some are dying, and you know it, even though they try to cover it up. Imagine running away from it all, desperate to be safe and loved back home. Imagine being hunted and caught, then returned to even harsher punishments. Now imagine you're a parent, your child stolen from your embrace and taken to the same cruel place you knew as a child. You could face a jail sentence if you don't obey their laws and say your child must go and learn the European ways. If you resist, your child will be taken anyway. You worry that your child will reject your teachings and your traditional way of life. But most of all, you fear that your child will endure the same abuse you did. The fact you are powerless to prevent that abuse torments you even more. Imagine the unthinkable. Your child died, far away, without you there for comfort. Imagine your child is buried in an unmarked grave, in an unknown place. Imagine they don't even tell you that your beloved child won't ever be coming home, let alone where their final resting place is. Truth and Reconciliation Commissioner Dr. Marie Wilson has challenged Canadians to try to feel the anguish of the 150,000 Aboriginal children taken from their parents, sometimes forever. Think of that. Bear that. Imagine that.